Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Toth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Toth. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burton strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Reyneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Reyneau takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harkness. Renu moves to second. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Renu moves to third. Toth moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Willie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merritt Renu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Renu is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Renu hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Toth is 0 for 1 in the game. Toth strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Willie hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Renew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. There goes Santo. The throw from Coleman to second, and Santo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Al Moran. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Carl Willie. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Sherry now catching. Don Rowe now pitching. Larry Burrott now playing shortstop. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Toth is 0 for 2 in the game. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive towards first. Banks catches it and steps on first to double up Hickman. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.